Mood's good. I think we know we gotta play better football. We know we can play better. So I thought we've had good practices so far this week. Guys are flying around, and we know we got playing a good team on the road, but we're excited about the challenge and excited about getting back to playing better football than we have been.
Eli, what's the point of emphasis you try to get rid of this losing streak?
You know, just to find ways to win. I think we just got to keep. We're not catching many breaks. We just got to keep working, keep grinding, keep staying determined, and just keep working hard every day. And eventually, we'll make our own breaks and we'll start making plays and find ways to win games.
You're going to a place that's really loud, maybe the loudest in the league. Does that, behoove you guys to try to be in sync in every way offensively?
Yeah, we gotta be good offensively. Offensive line. My cadence being loud, but then I'm just sitting in there and practice that way where I'm not talking too loud in practice, and so they get used to not hearing what I'm saying and just understand the timing of the offense and the timing of things and sticking to our rules and reading off the center and stuff like that. So we got to have great communication and everybody's got to be on the same page.
Eli, last year the Seattle secondary had a lot of headlines for what they were able to do. This year their stats aren't as spectacular as they used to be. How much different are they, if at all, and maybe have the rules changed how they play?
It's a lot of the same secondary. I mean, they've had some injuries and some different guys get hurt a little bit at corner and at safety, rotating some different guys, but still very, very talented in their secondary. They still get, seem to be able to get a good pass rush, and so we got to, for us to be successful as an offense, everybody's got to do their job. Offense linemen have to play great and keep a good front four from getting pressure, and receivers got to get open and beat a lot of man-to-man coverage.
The team that won the division last year was 3-5, just like you guys, turned it around and won the division. Is that, just last year, could it reinforce it going to be done?
Yeah, we know it's, we still got a lot of football left. We got half the season left, and, we're down a little bit, but nothing we can't come back from. And, we got to just keep working, keep finding ways to improve, and we just got to take one game at a time. We're worried about Seattle right now, handle our business, and see how everything else works out.
Eli, how do you make up for the loss of so many of your key players, so many guys who are components offensively and defensively?
Well, you have to have some young guys step up, but then also the veteran guys, they got to step up also. I got to play. Great football and do my job and make sure everybody's prepared on the offensive unit. And as an offense guy, all we can worry about is our squad and our offensive guys and doing our job. So we still feel we got good players and guys who can make plays and some young guys stepping into some roles to be able to do that.